Revamp their gyms. People would hire me to revamp their gyms, and it got to be just too much of a strain. I had a technique for getting people in shape. People would be at a gym, you know, and they'd hire me, and I'd show up that first day. They'd all be in there, popping their gum and talking nervously, the ectomorphs. I'd tell them to be ready for me at a certain time, and each new gym member must bring a bucket. And they don't think, what's the bucket? I don't know. I said, just bring the bucket. And so I'd show up at the gym, and as my massive shadow fell across, everybody knew that they were in for a hell of a time. I'd stand there and say, and I'd walk into the gym, and they'd all look at me. Look at me! I'd stand there for a second, my chest heaving under the straining stitching of my T-shirt, my white belt looking intimidating as it clutched those non-existent obliques. Finally, I said, first of all, you on the wind bike, get off that damn aerobic cycle. From now on, nobody rides these. So give me that bike. Give me that thing. And I threw it into the wall. And I said, you with the Walkman on your head, give me that thing. And I ripped it off his head and threw it into the wall. I said, from now on, you want to listen to music? You listen to the music of your buddy's screams as they get one more rep. You listen to the music of muscle fiber ripping and rebuilding. You listen to the music of the clanking plates and weights. You don't listen to the funkadelics. Suppose one of you bozos gets trapped under the bench and the rest of you got your Walkman on. Somebody could strangulate in here, which I wouldn't mind because you are scum dogs. But I don't want your damn incontinent bodies oozing all over my equipment. I want you on that bench now. We are going to go to rep. We are going to go to force reps, and then we're going to go to muscular dislocation. Are you ready? All right, rep it. Rep it. Rep it. And I'd get them all repping it. I'd get them all repping it so that one was helping the other, so that they were all forcing themselves heretofore unparalleled heights of endeavor. And then when they didn't think they could go anymore, when their faces were flushed and the veins in their neck were sticking out, I'd say, all right, grab the buckets. And they'd all lean over and
rock with the Grease Man, DC 101.
Manly.